Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Three, an amazing scene in the Oval Office this afternoon when President Trump invited the media in for his meeting with Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is joining us now from Washington. Stephen, what happened there?
Well, it was an example of the division in the government that we have with the president and Democrats taking over the House and having the ability to block legislation in the Senate. You had the two top congressional Democrats, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, in the Oval Office with the president 10 days before a partial shutdown deadline for the federal government, with key agencies having their funding set to run out next Friday. The president began the conversation with pleasantries, but very quickly the Democrats, in view of the cameras, started to talk about the possibility of a Trump shutdown. And that seemed to irk the president a bit. And so they got into it. And the president basically said that unless he gets what he wants, which is $5 billion for a border wall, he would proudly shut the government down. That's what he said. When it was all over, Chuck Schumer, the top Senate Democrat, said that he witnessed a presidential temper tantrum. I think this is frankly my perspective on this. I think both sides were playing to their respective bases. The Democrats came in wanting to show that they would hold the line, newly emboldened, ready to take over the House. And the president wants to hold the line because he believes he was elected on this issue, with his supporters demanding a border wall above all else.
By the way, during that tag team match there, Pelosi and Schumer insisted the president doesn't have the votes for the border wall. Are they right?
Well, here's the issue. The issue is, what does the package look like and how much money would there be? $5 billion is the president's ask. But there's a school of thought here in Washington that among some conservatives in the House, among the Freedom Caucus types, $5 billion is not enough money. So the idea is that the president might have support of some Republicans, maybe most Republicans, but not necessarily all Republicans. And the question that Pelosi poses is whether, if the president's proposal were to be put on the floor of the House, it would pass with Republican votes. The president insists that it would. And he might be right about that, if given the fact that now Pelosi's drawn the line as she has. But Nancy Pelosi says that the package that the president would like to see passed does not have enough support. It's really an academic question, because that's not about to happen. Her point is the best way to avoid a shutdown a week from Friday is to negotiate in a bipartisan fashion. The president didn't seem particularly interested in that today.
To put it mildly. Stephen Portnoy in Washington, thanks for the update.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.